Unit 6. Experiencing the Wonders. Listening and Speaking. 1. Listen to dialogue 1 to 5 carefully and choose the best answer.
Dialogue 1.
But we really want green ones.
In that case, it will be more expensive. Dialogue 2.
Are you finished with the newspaper, Mary?
Almost. Here, you can take the news section, and the entertainment section is in the living room.
Oh, I just want to read the sports section.
Dialogue 3.
I need a summer job that will give me some exercise.
How about being a lifeguard?
Lifeguards don't swim that much. They usually just sit.
Well then, you could become a swimming coach or a tour guide.
Tour guide is a good idea. I'd walk all day.
Dialogue 4.
Are you going on holiday with your brother again this year?
Yes, he's coming home from Canada tomorrow.
Where are you going?
I've already booked a hotel in Turkey, but now my brother wanted to go to Italy, so I hope he doesn't mind. Dialogue 5. I thought it was a great movie, so visually exciting, and the sharks look really scary at times.
I hated to admit it, but it made me jump a bit of times too. I guess recent advances in camera technology helped. Two. Listen to dialogue 6 carefully and choose the best answer. Dialogue 6. Once upon a time, the colours of the world started to quarrel. All claimed that they were the best, the most important, the most useful, the favourite. Green said, "Clearly, I am the most important. I am the sign of life and of hope. I was chosen for grass, trees, and leaves. Without me, all animals would die. Look over the countryside, and you will see that I am in the majority." Blue interrupted, "You only think about the earth, but consider the sky and the sea. It is the water that is the basis of life and drawn up by the clouds from the deep sea. The sky gives space and peace and serenity. Without my peace, you would all be nothing." Yellow chuckled, "You are all so serious. I bring laughter, happy, and warmth into the world. The sun is yellow. The moon is yellow. The stars are yellow. Every time you look at a sunflower, the whole world starts to smile. Without me, there would be no fun." Red could stand it no longer. He shouted out, "I am the ruler of all of you. I am blood, life's blood. I am the colour of danger and of bravery. I am willing to fight for a cause. I bring fire into the blood. Without me, the earth would be as empty as the moon. I am the colour of passion and of love. The red rose, the poinsettia, and the poppy. Three. Listen to the following short passage carefully and fill in the blanks with what you hear. Colors and life. Life is full of colors, and different colors reflect different attitudes towards life. What is your favorite color? Are you in favor of those warm colors, such as yellow, orange, or red? If you do, you are likely to be an optimist, a leader, and an active person who enjoys life, work, and excitement. Do you prefer those cold colors such as gray and blue? Then you may tend to be a pessimistic, quiet, and shy person. You would rather follow than lead. Is this true? Maybe. At least, this is what psychologists have told us, and they should know, since they have been seriously studying the meaning of color preference, as well as the effect that colors have on human beings' lives. They tell us that we do choose our favorite colors as we grew up, and we were born with our love for special colors. If you happen to love a special color, you are made to do this the moment you opened your eyes, or at least the moment you could recognize different colors. There is no doubt that colors do have an impact on our moods. A yellow room can make most people feel cheerful and relaxed, while a dark green one makes you feel cold and afraid, and a red dress brings warmth and pleasure to the saddest winter day. Of course, the color black will probably make you feel depressed. It is reported that a black bridge over the Thames River used to be the scene of more suicides than any other bridge in the area, until one day it was repainted green. The number of suicide attempts immediately fell sharply. Perhaps it would have fallen even more if the bridge had been done in pink or baby blue. Light, bright colors make people not only happier but more active in their work. It is an established fact that students work better, harder, and will make fewer mistakes when their notebooks and study tools are of these colors rather than black or gray. So now do you know what kind of person you are belonging to? Just find your life color and enjoy your life.